From the beginning of our lives to the end, our lives are marked by milestones that we meet or participate in. As a child, we have birthday parties and we attend birthday parties of our friends. Later, we find ourselves celebrating perhaps our 21st birthday, and then those of our friends, and that tradition carries on through the next decades. In our later years, unfortunately, it seems to have become our lot to attend funerals. We attend them to celebrate the life of a family member, or a friend, or a colleague. Funerals for us are a time of very real emotion, and often at the centre of our emotions is some regret that we didn't have the chance to say farewell to a person before they passed away. The extract that we've just heard from the Gospel of Luke about Jesus' raising the widow's son at Nain is one of my favourite extracts because it is very much a commemoration of a death and the celebration of life. Picture the scene. The widow has just lost her only son. Since her husband was already dead, she was likely facing dire personal and financial trouble. In those days, widows were supported by the eldest son. To make matters worse, her son would have been buried within 24 hours of his death, as was the custom of the time because of the problem of decomposition combined with heat. She wouldn't have had the chance or the time to begin to comprehend the meaning of her loss and the implications for her. And then as the funeral procession was leaving the village, Jesus and his followers arrived. They immediately stopped to let the funeral procession pass, something many of us do today. When Jesus saw what was happening, he was moved by compassion. He comforted the mother, the widow, and then brought her son back to life. All of Jesus' healings were the result of his compassion for people. When he saw the widow and her friends pass by, he assessed the situation and thought of a way to respond. He didn't want to simply stand on the side of the road and watch the procession go by. He wanted to do something that would show those grief-stricken people the kingdom of God, a kingdom which knows no grief. In order to put his plan into action, Jesus had to touch the pallet. In doing so, according to my understanding of the customs of the time, he would have broken the law in doing that. Under Jewish law, touching a dead body or even the pallet made a person unclean for 7 days. But rules or customs were not for Jesus. To him, faith, love, and actions were more important. This was a story about a miracle. Today in our lives, we don't have to fit into a set pattern or a set of rules either to receive the love and assistance of Jesus. He doesn't hold back his compassion because we failed to meet a good deed quota or because we didn't say the right words, or because we didn't follow a correct ritual. And God does not just heal on a whim, as it were. He does it so that we may come to know his glory, hear his word, sing his praises. God used miracles as a sign of his power, just as he did for the widow at Nain. But there was a twist to the story that day. You would think that the grieving widow would have been happy when Jesus showed his compassion, but it seemed that that was not the case. Her grief turned to fear. Perhaps that was understandable, having just seen what had occurred. I suspect in the same situation, we may have been scared as well. The widow's fear, though, was a good fear, because it led to the beginning of wisdom. It was the fear born out of excitement or opportunity where our faith finds a whole new expression. The key point about the widow at Nain is not about faith or even gratitude. It's a story about grace. Pure, unadulterated, undiluted, and unasked for grace. The miracle happened because Jesus had compassion for the widow. Jesus gave us an insight into God's way of dealing with human misery and distress with endless compassion and endless kindness. Jesus understood human misery and distress. He knew what it was like to grieve the loss of a loved one. He had grieved when John the Baptist died. He was in later times to see the agony of his mother Mary when he was dying on the cross. His compassion moves him to help us when we are hurting. He has a human nature that feels fear and that feels pain and compassion, sorrow and joy. He touches our lives in terms of hopelessness and despair, and he helps us to rise above our heartache, just as he did for the widow at Nain. Spoken in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.